感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this morning we'll continue to study the Word of God.
我们今天还是继续来看约翰福音第五章的经文。
We'll continue to study the Book of John, chapter 5.
大家可以看到，眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音五章24-29.
You can look on the screen. Let's read together the Book of John, chapter 5, verse 24-29.
约翰福音五章24起，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。感谢神，圣经的经文我们就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, you gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督担负世人的罪，担负我们的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己。
Thank Jesus bear our sin, bear the sin of the world on the cross. He sacrificed himself.
流出他的宝血，洗净我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人身上的罪。
And he shed his blood, and will cleanse all of us who trust him.
让我们不再是罪和死亡的奴隶，让我们能够成为新造的人。
So we no longer become a slave of sin and death, but we become new creation.
感谢主耶稣基督，让我们这些本来已经死在罪中的人能够重新活过来。
We thank Jesus Christ for those who died in sin, they can raise again.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经当中呢提到三种死人复活。
In the Bible, it mentions three types of resurrection.
那么一种呢，就是拿撒路式的复活。
One type is the resurrection of Lazarus.
我们都知道，主耶稣曾经行过一个神迹，叫一个名叫拿撒路的死人已经死了四天了，让他能够复活，从坟墓里出来。
We all know the story that Jesus called Lazarus, who died 4 days, and he called out of the tomb. Let him resurrect.
那么这也可以称为是一种神迹性的。
And we call this type of resurrection is kind of miracle type of resurrection.
那么主耶稣基督一共行过三次这样的神迹。
And Jesus actually performed three of this type of miracles.
一个就是我们刚才所提到的拿撒路，一个就是雅鲁的女儿。
And so one of this Lazarus, and the other one that Jesus performed is on the Jairus' daughter.
然后还有一个就是一个寡妇的儿子也死了，那么主耶稣让他从死里复活。
And also the other one is performed on the son of a widow. Jesus let him raise from the dead.
所以这是耶稣行了三个神迹。
So this is the three miracles that Jesus performed.
但在我们刚才所读的耶稣谈到死人复活的这段经文当中呢，没有提这种神迹性的复活。
But in the passage we just read, Jesus talk about resurrection is Jesus did not mention this type of miracle type of resurrection.
耶稣提到的第一种复活，就是在25节，主耶稣在这里所说的。
And what Jesus mentioned, the resurrection, the first is that mentioned in verse 25.
耶稣在这里说, 现在就是这个时候, 死人要听见神儿子的声音, 听见的人就要活了。
And Jesus said, now is the time when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
所以我们知道, 当耶稣讲这个话的时候, 他所面对的就是那些犹太人要定耶稣的罪。
And we have to come to understand when Jesus said this, what he faced is was Jews that who tried to condemn him. Because Jesus healed a sick people in the Sabbath. And so in that circumstance, Jesus speak to those group of Jews, said that people when they hear the voice of a Son of God, and they will live.
那么在前面耶稣说他就是神的儿子,他与神是同等的。
And before that, Jesus mentioned that he is the Son of God, he is the equal of God.
所以显然耶稣在这里所说的死人就是听到他讲这些话的人。
So obviously when Jesus here mentioned the dead, is that the group of people that who hear what he's saying.
而在耶稣眼中,这些人都已经死了。
So in God, in other words, in God, in Jesus' eye, those people are dead, quote unquote.
耶稣说, 现在就是一个机会, 你们可以活过来。
And Jesus basically said to them, this is the opportunity, you guys can live again.
啊, 就是你要听耶稣说神儿子的话, 也就是耶稣说,
And what they have to do is just hear the voice of the Son of God, or hear my word.
所以这里也提到一种复活, 这种复活呢, 就是 灵性的复活.
So here Jesus mentioned another type of resurrection. This type of resurrection is a resurrection in the soul.
那么这些犹太人, 我们看, 他们都是活人啊, 他们可以定耶稣的罪啊, 他们都是活得好好的, 但是在耶稣的口中, 他们就是死人, 那他为什么说他们是死人呢? 他们的灵已经死了。
Of course, in the people's eye, those Jews are actually very well-lived person, and they condemn Jesus, saying, condemn Jesus, and they, but in Jesus' eye, they are all dead, dead in spirit.
那么接下来耶稣谈到第二种复活，就是他再来施行审判的时候，那一次。
And follow up that, then Jesus talked about another type of resurrection. That is the resurrection when the second come and he performed judgment, and that's the resurrection at that time.
那时候所有的死人听见耶稣的声音都会出来, 然后来到耶稣的审判台前去面对主耶稣的审判。
And what Jesus said, at that time, all those who hear his voice will come out of the grave and come to the judgment and go through the judgment.
所以在这种这三种，我们刚才提到的三种复活，就圣经所提到的这三种复活，耶稣特别强调的是后面两种。So,
in this three type of resurrection we just mentioned, and Jesus in this passage is emphasized the second and third one.
耶稣所强调的就是灵性上的要复活。First,
Jesus emphasized that people need to be resurrected in the soul.
然后呢，第二种耶稣所强调的就是当他再来审判全地的时候，那个时候所有人都要复活面对审判。
And then Jesus emphasized that when it's the second come in the judgment day, all will be resurrected and face the judgment.
那么在我们人看来，其实第一种神迹很重要啊，就是像拿撒路啊，像那个寡妇的儿子能够从死里复活很重要啊，就是我们常常，所思想所讨论的。
So in people's view, that the first type of resurrection, like Lazarus, is very important. And of course, we discuss this all the time.
我们总希望，当我们患重病的时候，或者是甚至当我们的亲人离世的时候，我们巴不得，哇，主耶稣能够行这样的神迹，让我们病可以好，或者让我们的亲人能够活过来呀，就像那个寡妇的儿子一样。
And when we are in a very sick condition or is about loved ones face death, we always hope that Jesus can perform this type of a miracle, heal my sickness or let my loved one resurrect it.
但是我们看神的心意，其实他最看重的是后两种复活，一个是灵性要复活，一个就是最终的大审判的时候所谓的死人复活，这两次复活。
Well, from today's passage you can see God's heart is emphasized that the, another two type of resurrection. One is that people has to be resurrected in the soul. Number two is in the judgment day all people will resurrect.
那么在末日所有的人都要复活，就面临审判，然后行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
And Jesus that come forth who have done good to the resurrection of life, and who has done evil the resurrection to condemnation.
那么这个作恶的复活定罪被圣经称为第二次的死。
And for those do evil the resurrection of condemnation, and the Bible also referred as this, the condemnation actually referred as a second death.
一个人有面临两次的死亡。
And a person will face two times of death.
第一次死亡就是我们常说的那种死亡，就是离开这个世界。
And the first death is the death we mention all the time, is that we leave this world.
那么第二次死亡就是圣经所谈到的，人去面对上帝永恒的审判，被定罪，那个是第二次的死亡。
And the Bible mentioned the second death is when people face the judgment of God, be condemned.That's the second death.
那么主耶稣告诉我们，第一次的死亡并不可怕，可怕的是第二次。
And what Jesus told us, the first death is not terrible, and what things terrify the second death.
主耶稣说，杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
And Jesus said, for those who kill body but not kill the soul, do not be afraid of.
这个杀身体不能杀灵魂，就是我们第一次的死亡。我们身体死了，但是我们灵魂还。
And here, the killed body cannot kill the soul. It's just a mention of the first death. Our body is dead, but our soul is still there.
但是第二次的死亡是更加可怕，就是把我们的身体和灵魂全部灭亡在这个地狱里，那才是最最可怕的。
But the second death is the most to be feared of, is because rather fear him who is destroyed both body and soul in hell.
但是呢，遗憾的是，我们人常常怕的是第一次的死亡。
But unfortunately, us, we always afraid the first death.
我们常说，哎呀，我不要死，我不要死。我们说这个话，我们指的是第一次的死。
And a lot of times, I don't want to be die. I don't want to die. We all also mention what we mention is the first death.
其实第一次的死，无论我们多么怕，一定会来到的。
But as a matter of fact, no matter how much we're afraid of, but the first death is always come.
但是第二次的死亡，我们是可以逃避的。
But second death, we can escape.
但第二次的死亡却没有多少人真正的害怕。
But unfortunately, not many people really afraid of the second death.
但是上帝却告诉我们，真正要怕的是第二次的死亡。
But what God teaches us is for what we really want to fear is the second death.
主耶稣基督拯救世人，并不是把所有的人从第一次的死亡当中拯救出来。
And Jesus come to save this world. It's not save people from the first death.
我们的肉体在这个世界上总是会朽坏的。
Because our body will decay eventually.
那么主耶稣拯救我们，是让我们可以逃避地狱的火，就是第二次最最可怕的那个灭亡。
And what Jesus save us from the second death, the fire of hell.
所以，当耶稣说，在我们今天所读的约翰福音这段话中，其实这。耶稣所谈到的两次复活都是关乎于第二次那个真正可怕的死亡的复活。
So in today's passage we read that the two resurrections Jesus mentioned is all related to the second death.
因为这才是真正可怕。那么在启示录二十章谈到主耶稣的审判，也谈到第二次的死亡。
In book of Revelation, it talk about the judgment of Jesus Christ and talk about second death.
大家可以看到眼前圣经上的屏幕上的圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And I just read the passage on the Revelation and you can look on the screen.
启示录二十章十二节，我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，是就是生命册，死了的人 都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里，这是可怕的第二次的死。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, 15, talk about the second death.
耶稣，事实上，耶稣是整本圣经，无论是旧约的先知，还是新约的使徒，主耶稣他是最多讲到末日审判和地狱的那一位。
In the whole Bible, that Jesus, whether it's Old Testament, and the prophet and the New Testament apostles, Jesus actually is the one talk about the most about the second, about the final judgment.
在我们今天一开始所读到的，约翰福音的经文，主耶稣再一次谈到了这个末日最后的审判。
And the passage we just read today, it talking about the second, the final judgment.
所有的死人都要复活的。
All the dead were resurrected.
站在主耶稣的审判台前。
And stand in front of the judgment of Jesus Christ.
当我们看到主耶稣这样的话，我们第一个看到什么？所有人在上帝眼中平等。
And when we see this, what we can see is that number one, all people is equal in front of God.
无论在这个世界上，你是总统，你是囚犯，你是富翁，你是乞丐。
Regardless in this world, your president or prisoner, or your wealthy or your bank.
所有人在上帝眼都是平等。
All the people are equal in front of God.
上帝的审判临到所有的人。
And God's judgment comes to everybody.
所以在上帝的眼中，没有哪些人的这个生命价值好像更高一点，所谓的 high life， 所谓的 low life， 在上帝眼中没有这些。
So in God's sight, there's no people has a high value and a high life or low life in God's sight.
我以前看过一本小说叫《简爱》，是英国人写的一本小说。
And I read a novel before called Jane Eyre, written by Charlotte.
然后他这就是这个女孩子哈，对她的这个主人就说你以为我贫穷，你以为我卑微，你以为我不美丽，你就觉得我好像是没有心没有灵魂。
In this novel, this girl actually said to his master, said, "You think I'm obscure, I'm little, I'm plain, and you think I'm soulless and heartless."
你这样子错了。当我们的灵魂穿越坟墓来到上帝面前，我们都是平等。
But you're wrong. As our soul passes through the grave, come to the presence of God, we are equal.
其实这个小说其他的东西我没有记住，但这句话给我印象蛮深。
And I didn't remember what else this novel talked about, but this statement actually made a great impression on me.
就是我们每一个信靠上帝的人，我们来看人是这样看。
So everyone, we trust in God, we should, when we look at the people, we should look at this way. All had to face the judgment of God. All the people went past the graves, come to the presence of God, equal us.
今天很多人在这个地上啊，把一些人抬到很高的位置，把他当作偶像，把希望寄托在他身上，把一切盼望寄托在一个人的身上。
And today, some people like honor or admire some people, even worship some people, put all hope on one person. And just remember, whatever that your idol is, and he is a person, he will stand in the judgment of God. And when I always thought about one day when I stand in the judgment of God, I think Mao Zedong is there too. He has to face the judgment of God also. And Washington is there. He has to face the judgment of God also. Lincoln is there. And Bill Gates is there. And a homeless on the street will be there as well. All the people had to face the judgment of God.
所以我们要对人有一个正确的看。
So we should have the correct view of a people.
不要忘记这个。
And do not forget.
第一个呢，不要高看这个世界上的什么权贵啊，富豪。
First, do not admire those people in power and in wealth.
其实这样的人非常的危险。耶稣说，有钱的人要进神的国，太难太难。
And actually, those people are very dangerous because Jesus said the people, wealthy people into the kingdom of God is so difficult.
就是骆驼过针眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And Jesus made a comparison, said the camel goes through the needle of eye is easier than rich people go to the heaven.
也不要藐视这个世界上的卑微人。
But also do not disdain those humble and meek.
哎呀，他没有读过什么书，他很穷，他有很多不好的这种生活习惯。
Not look down those people because he's not educated, he's poor, or he has a not very good lifestyle.
用非常一些低贱的词去描绘这样的一些人，看他们好像这个世界上的渣子一样。
And despise them and look at them as not needed in this world.
其实圣经说，基督徒在这个世界眼中看的，很多世人眼中看的像渣子一样。
And actually, the Bible said that the Christian actually in the view of this world is like not needed in this world.
我觉得圣经中有一位进天堂进的好轻松。
And I remember in the Bible, there's one person into the heaven. It's pretty easy.
就是那个乞丐拿撒路。
And this is the beggar Lazarus.
一辈子他什么都不做，他也没做什么，那个瘫痪的。
And for whole life he didn't do anything. He's paralyzed.
那离开这个世界的时候，他躺在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And when he left this world, he was in the arm of Abraham.
所以，今天我们看到这个世界上，哇，很多像拿撒路那样，那个乞丐拿撒路那样的卑微那样的人，哎，有一天在天国我们碰到他，他可能是就在主耶稣最亲近的人当中。
So today we see a lot of people like Lazarus and the bags, and maybe one day in the heaven we see he's in the group of people most close to Jesus.
那我们今天看到这个世界上很多哇，很有权力的人，很成功的人，我们想哇，一定上帝很喜欢他，所以上帝给他那么多。
So today we look at this world, we see a lot of successful person, and we think God loved them more, so gave them more.
有一天我们面对上帝的审判的时候，我们发现，哟，原来他都可能进不了神的国。
But maybe in the judgment day, we can see we find that they actually couldn't even enter the kingdom of God.
当耶稣谈到末日审判的时候，其实是要告诉我们，我们要正确的看自己，正确的看所有人，所有人都会复活面对上帝的审判。
So when Jesus talked about the second judgment, the judgment day, and Jesus actually teach us look at ourselves and other people correctly.Everyone had to stand in front of the judgment of God.
我们今天我们要特别来看耶稣说的那种灵性的死人的复活。
But today I want to be want us to specifically look at the second one that Jesus mentioned. It's about the resurrection in soul.
就是我们刚才谈到末日的复活非常非常重要，但是呢，我们今天还没有到那个时刻。
The resurrection in the judgment day, it's very important. Of course, today is not the moment yet.
但是我们千万不要忘记那个日子。
But we never forget this will come.
今天很多人活的就像忘记了那个日子一样。
So today, a lot of people live in a way that they tend to forget that day.
甚至很多基督徒都活得像忘记了那个日子一样。
Even a lot of Christians live a life like.Never, this day will never come.
但是我们今天要想，耶稣说，现在就是死人复活的时候。所以耶稣所讲的这个灵性的复活，是关乎到我们每个人，关乎到我们的现在的。
So today, Jesus' teaching said, "Ours is coming. It's now." So what we're going to focus on is what Jesus talked about now.
耶稣说，现在就是这个时刻，时候将到，现在就是了。死人听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
And Jesus said, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live.
我们来看圣经，我们就知道这种在上帝眼中看已经死了的人，就是灵魂已经死了或者灵性已经死了，不仅仅是那些定罪耶稣的犹太人。
So we can see in the God's sight, those people dead in soul, it's not only those group of Jews that try to condemn Jesus.
实际上在上帝眼中所有的人，这个世界上所有的人都已经死在过犯和罪恶当中了，都死的。
In God's sight, all the people on this earth are all died, dead in sin and the transgressions.
就像亚当夏娃，上帝对亚当夏娃说，你们吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子那一刻，你们就会死。
And just like what God told Adam and Eve, the time you eat that fruit, you're dead.
但是我们看圣经，他们吃了那个树上果，他们好像没有立刻死啊，他们又活好几百年呢。
But if you look at the Bible, physically, when they eat the fruit, they are not die, they live for 100 years.
但在上帝眼中，他们已经死，因为他们跟生命的源头上帝已经断开了。
But in God's sight, they are dead because they have been separated from the source of life, which is God.
就像我们出去hiking 的时候，我们看见路边一朵很漂亮的花，我们来掐回来带回家里。我不建议大家这样做啊。但有人会这样做。
And just say if we go hiking, we saw a flower and we pick it up, and of course I don't recommend you do that, but take it home.
我们把它放在这个水瓶里。
And we'll put it in the jar and with water.
它可能还可以，就是有好几天这个花还是开的啊。
Maybe for several days the flower is still good.
那它是活的是死的呢？
But is it life or dead?
他事实上已经离开了他的根，离开了那个土壤，他再没有生命的供应了。
But actually, he is dead because he left the roots, the ground, so he doesn't have the provision of the life.
当然，今天有些弟兄姊妹可能说，特别是我们在这里也有专家，那个说，哎呀，那有营养液养殖啊，这个水里加营养，哦，那个活很。那当然，我们不，这只是一个比喻哈，就是事实上他已经断开他生命的源头。
Well, because it basically, it might have some other way to sustain, but we just try to illustrate that it is cut off from the source of its life.
它的活就是暂时。
So what it lives is just temporal.
因为当然我们要知道上帝是永恒的。
But God is eternal.
上帝造人也是按上帝的形象造的，所以上帝造人的时候就把永生放到人的心里。
And God is eternal, and God created man is according to image. And the Bible said God created man to put eternity in their heart.
所以在永恒的上帝眼中，一个暂时的生命跟永恒的生命比，那就是生与死的问题啊，就是一个死了的生命跟活的生命。
So for eternal God, in God's sight, a temporal life compared to eternal life, it's just life or death.
所以在主耶稣眼中，在上帝眼中，就是那些灵魂事实上已经死了的人，他们就是死人，他们现在就应该复活。
And so in God's sight, in Jesus' sight, for those who died in soul is a dead person, and they should be rise right now.
那么，什么是一个灵魂死了的死人？他到底有什么表现吗？今天跟普通的活人有什么不一样吗？
So what is about a person dead in soul? What kind of things we can see from that person?
那么传道书圣经传道书告诉我们死了的人毫无所知。
And Ecclesiastic says the people who died he knows nothing.
也就是说没有知觉。
So you don't have a sense.
我们今天看到一个死人，怎么判断他是死人呢？他没有知觉，他看不见了，听不到了，对外界没有知觉了。
So how do we judge a person is dead? Basically, he doesn't have a sense of the outside world. He cannot see, cannot hear.
我告诉你，有些时候我们会听见有人说哈，比如说，这个 一直在家里面，这个勤劳的妻子一直在干活，一直在干活，那个丈夫在那里一直在打游戏，也不过来帮忙。妻子就喊：“哎，你过来帮忙啊！”
And we probably run into the same at home. The wife is doing all the hard work, and the husband is playing game, sitting on the sofa, and the wife is calling, "Hey, come to help."
然后这个妻子一直喊，这什么反应都没有。
And the wife is calling, and there's no response from the husband, and she continues to play game.
那妻子生气了，你是不是死人呐？叫你个半天不动。
And then the wife get mad. Say, "Are you dead?" And they couldn't do anything.
死人，他没有知觉。你喊他一百遍，他没有知觉。
So that person is like this. It doesn't have the sense. Even you call 100 times, it didn't react.
那么一个灵魂在上帝能看，一个灵魂已经死了的人，他对什么没有知觉？他对上帝没有知觉。
So a person dead in soul, what is that means? It don't have a sense of God, don't have a feeling of God.
他对其他很多事情很有知觉。
Of course, he has a lot of sense for a lot of other things.
他在其他很多事情上面都是活蹦乱跳的活人。
And in the many all the other things, he's a very live person.
唯独他对上帝没有知觉。
Only that there's no feeling in a sense to God.
对上帝看，这是个死人
啊。And so God said, "This is a dead person."
我们来思想一个在上帝眼中一个活人是什么样子的。
And let's think about in God's sight, a living person is.Kind.
主耶稣
And look at Jesus.
主耶稣随时随刻他无论看见什么他都感受到神他都看到神的作为听到神的声音
And Jesus, whatever he sees, he look at, he sense, he hear from God.
主耶稣说你们看天上的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里你们的天父尚且养活他。
In the Bible, and Jesus talk about the bird, do not sow and do not harvest, but Heavenly Father will raise them.
那么主耶稣也谈到这个野地的花，哎，天父装饰它那么漂亮，比这个皇宫里的皇，这个国王穿的都漂亮。
And Jesus talk about the flower and the wilderness and how God.Decorate is even most beautiful than people in the palace.
所以我们会看到所有的人，你都会看得过天上的飞鸟，你都会看过路边的野花、路边的小草。但是有几个会从这当中看见神呢
？So all of us probably see the flower, the birds fly over, and see the flower on the road. But how many of us actually think about God?
那耶稣看见了。
But Jesus saw.And Jesus saw God.
也是他从这些所有这些非常平常的事情，每个人都可以看到的事情，但是耶稣看到的跟所有人都不一样。耶稣看到的是神，他不仅仅看到的是小鸟，不仅仅是看到的花，看到的背后的上帝。
Even Jesus sees everything like other people all sees, but Jesus sees different, more than the bird and flower. He sees God behind.
在诗篇的十九篇也谈到，神的。所创造的这一切，事实上每一天都像在人，都像告诉人，神是怎样的，神的话语。
And in the Psalm 19, talk about the creation of God, and even mention all the creation of God is just like every day, like tell people about God's work.
就是诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
He said, "Heaven declares the glory of God, and the formation shows His handiwork."
然后，哎，看上去好像是无言无语啊，也听不见呢。
And even this creation there looks like no speech and no language. You cannot hear.
但事实上，神的言语已经传遍地极了。
But some said, in that way, God's word actually is preached to the whole end of earth.
所以，一个灵性上的死人，他对神没有知觉。感受不到神，听不到神的声音，看不到神的作为。
So a person dead in soul is he has no sense of feeling of God. He cannot hear the voice of God, you cannot respond to the God's work.
一个灵魂已经苏醒的人，一个在上帝眼中看是个活人，我们就以耶稣为一个代表，看见神，他感知到神，他明认识神。
But a person is alive in God's sight, we take Jesus as a representative, and he actually can see all God, he can sense God through all the things.
为什么这种灵魂属灵的死人他就感受不到神呢？
Why this people dead in soul cannot sense God?
因为他对神没有兴趣。
Because he has no interest in God.
他只对自己有兴趣。
He only interested in himself.
所以所有人看见他想看见的。
And only everyone just sees what he wants to see.
所有人听见他想听见。
Everyone hears what he wants to hear.
就像今天我们会看见这个很多很多的社会现象，如果你在这个立场上，你会发现对方的这个立场，无论他的媒体，无论他的言论，你说哎呀，那简直是太荒谬了，太可笑了，有谁会去相信呢？有谁会去看呢？
Just like today's world, if I'm in my camp and look at other camps' media report, you would think it's too obscure and too meaningless. Who can believe this type of saying?
但是站在另外一个立场上的人，他同样的眼光看，看跟他不一样立场，对立立场。
And the same thing in the other camp people look at this side of the stand and the views.
所以很简单，就是为什么会是这样呢？大家都认为只有自己看到的是真相，别人看到的都是假象，为什么大家都这样呢？
Why does it happen? Everyone thinks that what he sees is the truth, what he knows is truth. Why happen like this?
因为事实上他只看见他喜欢看。
Because the fact is he only sees what he wants to see, he likes to see.
有些东西他不感兴趣，他不喜欢，他就视而不见。
Something he don't like, he just sees as a non-see.
今天人们对上帝没有兴趣。
Today, people have no interest in God.
尤其是在今天这个世界，我们的文明，我们的科技非常的发达，我们的生活比以前的人类好很多很多了。
Especially in today's world, our civilization, our technology is very much developed, and our life is much, much better than the generations ago.
很多人对上帝没有兴趣。
People have no interest in God.
但事实上，很多人对上帝没有兴趣，一个很重要的原因。
Actually, people don't have no interest in God. It's a very important reason is,
我不需要有一个人来审判。
And it's because I don't want to have a person to judge me.
我不需要有一位来告诉我什么是对的，什么是错。
I don't need one to tell me what's good, what's wrong.
所以他们就听不见神，感知不到神，不是上帝不存在，是他对上帝没有兴趣。
So they cannot hear God, they cannot sense God.It's not that God does not exist because they have no interest in God.
所以属灵的死人，灵魂上的死人，对神没有知觉。
So the person that in the soul has no sense of feeling of God.
那么这种灵魂上的死人对永恒没有知觉。
And the second, that the people that in the soul, they also have no feeling or no sense of eternity.
在圣经中提到有一些人，他们是这样说：“我们吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。”
And in the Bible, they mentioned a group of people said, "Let's eat and drink and enjoy, and because tomorrow we're going to die."
他不关心明死之后的事情，他不关心。
It's not care about after death what's going to happen.
他就说：“哎呀，反正要死，所以我们今天就尽情的享受吧，用吃吃喝喝来代表。”
So the philosophy is, I'm going to die, so let me just enjoy myself and just take it, eat and drink as the things to represent the things I want to enjoy.
尤其是在这段时间，其实有很多人担心有些东西以后又买不到了。
And especially like this time that a lot of people are afraid of certain things, maybe short supply.
那当然我不是指这种卫生纸啊这种生活必需品，我是指很多的一种啊这种享受啊娱乐啊或者是一种兴趣爱好的一些东西。
I'm not talking about those kind of necessity of life. I'm talking about those things that, you know, for people's hobby and all those things.
赶紧买呀，赶紧抓到啊，明天没有了。
So they said, oh, let's buy those things just in case there's short supply of those things.
这是很多今天的人对人生的一个看法，赶紧享受吧，反正总是要死啊。
This is the a lot of people's view of today's life. Just enjoy and to the most, and because tomorrow is going to die.
所以就是这些人在上帝眼中看是灵魂死亡的人，为什么呢？因为他对永恒没有知觉。
So those people in God's sight is that dead in soul because they have no sense to the eternity.
啊，圣经说这样的人呢，专以地上的事为念，就是今生的事、现在的事。
And the Bible talk about those group type of people who set their mind on the earthly things.
就是在上帝眼中看，这就是死人对神没有知觉，对永恒没有知觉。
And in God's sight, this is the dead in soul because has no feeling of God, has no sense of eternity.
并不是说上帝不存在，并不是说永恒不存在，而是这些人对这些没有兴趣。
It's not that God does not exist. It's not that eternity does not exist. It's because they don't have interest in God.
然后呢，圣经也看到，让我们看到另外一种死人。死人还有一个特点，一个是他没有知觉，一个是他没有反应。
And so, one more thing that God talk about the dead in soul is that one thing they don't have the sense, a feeling, and the other things they don't have a reaction, a response.
那么主耶稣曾经说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸，你什么反应都没有。
Jesus mentioned in a way saying that we played flute for you and you did not dancing, we mourned to you and you did not.
那么在马太福音十一章，主耶稣特别提到有一些人，耶稣在他们当中行了许许多多的神迹。
In the book of Matthew, an especially mentioned group of people, Jesus did a lot of miracles among them.
也是啊，这些人就是耶稣家乡的人，加利利地区的人。
And those people actually is from the home country of Jesus. It's from Galilee.
但他们没有反应。
But even Jesus did all those miracles, they don't respond.
然后耶稣说，这些神迹如果行在那些最邪恶的城市，就像什么索多玛呀、推罗西顿那样的地方。
And Jesus said, if all those miracles perform all those in the very bad place, like Sodom, and if this performed,
但是他说，即便是那些非常邪恶的人，他们都会有反应的，他们一定会有反应。如果他们有机会能够看到这些神迹，他们的反应就是赶紧认罪悔改。
And Jesus basically said that if this miracle performed in that place, they probably will react, they will repent.
但耶稣说，你们却没有。
But Jesus said, you guys didn't.
没有反应啊。
You do not respond.
这就是死人。
And this is a dead in soul.
对神没有知觉，对永恒没有知觉。
Has no feeling of God, has no sense of eternity.
对神的话语，对神的荣耀，对神的作为没有反应。
Has no response to God's word, God's glory, and God's works.
然后这个反应应该是什么呢
？And so, what kind of response they should have?
悔改。
It's the it should have is the repent.
认罪悔改。
Confess your sin and repent.
就耶稣在这里行了许多的神迹，行了许多的异能。耶稣他自己用比喻，他又是吹号，又是举哀，拼命的传递他的信息，无论是言语，无论是行为。
And Jesus basically performed a lot of miracles. Jesus described he performs miracle like a played flute, a moan, and just do his utmost to preach.
但这些人没有反应，不悔改。
But those people are not respond.Do not repent.
死人，所以这就是死人。
And so this is dead.
以弗所书更是告诉我们啊，所有的世人事实上都是死人，已经死了，死在过犯和罪恶当中。
And the book of Ephesians that made it very clear, all of us are dead. And he said, you he made alive, who were dead in the trespass and the sin.
那么主耶稣可以让这些死人能够活过来。
And he said, you he made alive.
但是接下来的经文就说呢，这个得救的人呢，以前也是死人的。那个死人的表现是什么呢？随从今世的风俗。
And the passage just continues, said those people saved, made alive by Jesus before, they are like those people dead. What they show is they just follow the course of this world.
啊，然后就是放纵肉体的私欲。
And they conduct themselves in the lust of their flesh.
所以我们会看见一个人哈，他随从今世的风俗，放纵自己的私欲。我们看这个人应该是很有生命力的人，是不是？
So if you think about a person that follow the course of this world and conduct themselves according to the own lust of the flesh, they should be a very alive person.
他一看，哦，今天那个世界流行短裙子，哎，我赶紧去买短裙子穿。
So that person will be, if today's world is shows a style is a short skirt, and so go buy it.
啊，今天这个世界流行这样的一个品牌，哦，我赶紧去买这样的品牌，大家都拿这样的手机，我赶紧去买这样的手机。
Today's world is like very everyone famous this type of brand, so I go purchase this type of brand of a cell phone.
我们会看见，哇，这人很有生命力啊。
And we think this type of people is very, very alive.
啊，我经常也碰到这样的人，我说你好懂啊，什么都懂，现在流行什么都知道哎。
And the person I always admire that he knows everything and what popular, what's good, he knows everything.
放纵肉体的私欲，哇，这些人生命力很旺盛的。什么舒服，什么让他高兴，什么让他满足，就去做啊。
So looks like they're very alive. Anything make them happy, make them enjoy, they just do it.
但上帝说，这些人其实是死的。
But God said those people are dead.
啊，我们刚才看到圣经所说，也就是耶稣所强调的，有一种死是非常非常可怕，就是灵魂的死，这样的人一定要复活。要不然会面临第二次的死。
So we can see Jesus mentioned one type of death is death in soul, and they're very terrible, and they should be made alive, lest they will come to the second death.
所以主耶稣说，现在就是这个时候了。
And so Jesus said, now is the time.
死人要听见神儿子的声音。
And the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God.
听见的人。
And those who hear will alive.
所有的人，无论你在这个世界上多么有活力，啊，无论你在这个世界上多么的成功，你很可能在上帝眼中看，你已经是个死人了。
All the people, no matter how energetic you looks like, how success you looks like, you may be a dead in the sight of God.
听神的话，信靠主耶稣所说的话，你就可以活。
Hear His word and trust His word.And you can made alive.
在诗篇二十三篇三节，圣经这样说。
And in Psalm 23 verse 3, and the Bible said,
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
And he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of the righteousness of his name's sake.
这就是一个活过来了。
And this is made alive.
灵魂醒过来了。他就可以有知觉了。
And he restored my soul, then I start to have a sense.
哦，他就看到神的带领，看到神，听到神的话语。
And he hear word of God, and he see the God's work of leading him.
然后他也有反应，顺服了。
And also he has a response. He submit himself to the lead of God.
他就不再是死人了。
He's no longer a dead person.
我们都大家都非常熟悉这个诗篇二十三篇。那么前面两节诗说的是什么呢
？And we all familiar with the Psalm 23. So I want to check with you what's the previous two verses says.
神是我的牧者，我并不是缺乏，他让我来到可安息的水边，躺卧在青草地上，是不是？
Verse 2 is the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be wanting, lead me in the green pasture, lead me by the still water.
很多时候我们来到这个青草地上，可安息水边，我们就哪也不想去了。
And a lot of times when we come to the green pasture or stay by still water, we probably don't want to go anywhere else.
但是那个时候，我们可能灵魂还没有苏醒呢，我们可能是个死人呢。
But maybe at that time, we are not, our soul is not being restored. We are still dead in soul.
就像一个人在一个很舒服的环境里，很舒适的环境里，他可能在上帝眼中看，他要么是一个沉睡的人，他甚至可能是一个死人。
And so just like a person in a very comfortable situation, I mean, God's sight, maybe he is like either asleep or actually is dead in soul.
所以最美好的事情发生在第三节，哇，灵魂醒过来了。
So the beautiful thing actually happened in verse 20, in the Psalm 23 is verse 3, because he restored my soul.
如果没有第三节，前面两节没有任何的意义啊。
If there's no verse 3, then the first two verses has no meaning.
最美好的事情，最美好的起点啊，不是来到了青草地上可安息的水边，最美好的起点是灵魂醒了。
The beautiful place is not the green pasture or still water. The beautiful place starts with he restored my soul.
从此跟从神。
From now on, I follow God.
走义路了。
And walk on the path of the righteousness.
然后我的生命的旅程，接下来的生命旅程，与上帝的名有联系了。
And then my journey afterward is associated with the name of God.
那接下来完全不一样。
And then it's completely different.
醒过来。
My soul is restored.
这一切怎么发生呢？就是听主耶稣的话，信靠主耶稣所说的话。
So all those how those can happen is hear the word of God and trust the word of Jesus Christ.
我们接下来再看耶稣所说的末日的审判。
And then let's see Jesus said the judgment after final judgment.
好，我们一起再一次来读约翰福音的五章二十七到二十九节。
Let's read it together again, Book of John, chapter 5, verse 27 to 29.
约翰福音五章二十七节起，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。你们不要把这次看作稀奇，时候要凡在坟墓里的。听见他的声音就出来行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。这里我们也特别注意到一个问题，二十七节，因为他是人子，主耶稣是人子，就赐给他行审判的权利。
Here, there's one thing we have to pay a specific attention is that because he is verse 27,Because he's the Son of Man, therefore give him the authority to execute the judgment.
天父上帝给耶稣最终行审判的权利。
And Heavenly Father gave Jesus the authority to execute the judgment.
不是因为耶稣是神子。
And it's not because Jesus is the Son of God.
是因为耶稣是人子。
Is it because he is the son of man?
因为我们当思想这节经文，不是觉得很奇怪吗？
I'm not sure if you feel strange when we think about this scripture.
因为我们常常说，谁有权利审判人呢？那一定是创造人的那一位才有权利审判呢。
Because we have been saying who has the right to judge.And of course, the one who created people.
耶稣是神的儿子，他是创造的神，那他当然审判，这是很合理的事情。
Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Creator, so of course he has the right to judge. That's very reasonable. But Bible here emphasizes that because he is the Son of Man.
为什么不说耶稣是神子？上帝给他这样的权柄。耶稣是人子，上帝给他这样的权柄。
Why didn't say that because he is the Son of God, so God has given him the authority to execute the judgment?
其实，当耶稣，我们刚才读到的那个经文哈，耶稣在他的家乡行了很多的神迹，但是那些人就像死人一样，没有反应，也不悔改。Remember,
we just said when Jesus in his home country, he did a lot of miracles, but those people just do not react, do not repent.
耶稣其实接下来还讲，耶稣说有一天到末日审判的时候，有一位要定你们的罪。
And actually, that passage, Jesus followed up with said that Jesus said you guys didn't respond. And then Jesus actually mentioned, in the end of time, that one will come to condemn you.
我们或者用另外一句话说，跟你们这些人有一个鲜明的对比，然后因为他跟你们完全不一样，哎，所以你们要被定罪。
And or if we put in other words, Jesus basically said a person will come to condemn you is that that person will make a big contrast as you guys, so you guys will be condemned.
那么耶稣所提到的那个是谁呢?
So which person that Jesus actually mentioned?
就是耶稣说，他家乡的人，这些伯大尼的人，不悔改，看到很多的神迹。
I don't know if anyone recall that when Jesus says he performed a lot of miracles, a countryman does not repent, and Jesus mentioned this one person in the end of the day will come, actually will come, become something can use to condemn them.
约拿还有十八女王，and
Jonah and the king of Sheba，
啊，king
of Sheba，
就是这些人不是说他们要来施行末日审判，就是因为这些人的行为，所以你们要被定罪。Of
course, Jesus when said Noah and or king of Sheba will condemn them, it's not said they have the authority to execute the judgment.Is Jesus actually saying is because of those person and you guys are condemned?
那个南方的女王，她为什么可以因她的行为就定了那些不悔改的人的罪呢？因为她顺服。Why?
Because of the king of Sheba's action that condemned these people. Because queen of Sheba actually she heard the word and she submit.
他远远的听见，他只是听见有人说所罗门王的智慧，他就赶紧要来听所罗门王的话。Because
King of Sheba is just far away, he hears some message about Solomon, and she came and she wanted to hear from Solomon.
就耶稣家乡的这些人，耶稣就来到他们中间，耶稣行神迹，耶稣做各样的事情，耶稣传讲天国的信息，反复的传讲，没有反应。 但是你看那个南方的女王，就是那个十八女王，远远的听见所罗门的一些传闻，她赶紧就来，要来听所罗门的智慧话。So
basically, Jesus here make a contrast of those people that Jesus among them did all kind of miracles, speak all the word to them, they do not listen. But Queen of Sheba actually is just barely hear what Solomon is doing something, say some good word. She want to come to Solomon to hear. The word from Solomon, King Solomon.
耶稣站在人子的地位上来审判全地，就是让所有的人都看见。耶稣他是在人的地位上完全圣洁，没有犯罪，他就要去定那些犯罪的人。So
Jesus has the authority to execute the judgment to all because he is the Son of Man. Basically, in the status of Son of Man, he didn't sin. So he himself become a contrast to all the people. so he can condemn all the people, judge all the people.
所以当耶稣他在审判台上，他是人子，他是那曾经被杀的羔羊。
So when Jesus Christ in the judgment day, he is there in the throne. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. He is the Lamb was slain.
圣经说他也曾凡事受过试探，和我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
And the Bible said he, like us, has been tested everything, but he didn't sin.
所以耶稣来以这样的地位，人子的地位，他一个完全顺服上帝的人子的地位，来定那些不顺服神的人的罪。
So Jesus come in the status of Son of God, in living away, completely submit to God without sin, and in that status, Jesus come to execute His judgment on all of us.
当然了，这个里面有很多很多的一些神学上的讨论，但是圣经在这里特别强调的是，他是人子，所以给他这样的权柄，行使他的权柄。
Of course, there's a lot of theological type of discussion here. We don't want to go further. Just here, Bible emphasizes because he is the Son of Man.
所以其实世界上没有一个法官可以定我嫉妒的罪。
So in this world, there's no any single judge can condemn me.
就是因为我心里嫉妒某人，就说我是罪人。世界上没有哪个法官有资格对我讲这样的话。
There's no single judge on this world can come to judge my sin of jealous in my heart.
为什么呢？因为他心里也有嫉妒。
Why? Because that judge has a jealous in his heart.
他是个人。
He is a person. He is a sinner.
但是如果我是杀人犯，他可以定我的罪。
Of course, if I'm a murderer, he can condemn me. He can convict me.
因为他没有杀人，或者他有没有杀人，我不知道啊。
Because he probably is not a murderer.
但耶稣定人行为上的罪，耶稣定人心里的罪，因为在他全然没有罪，无论是心里的，无论是外面。
But only Jesus can convict our sin.Or transgression in our action, and also convict us the sin inside of our heart, because only Him alone is completely without sin.
啊，这是第一个原因。圣经说，耶稣以人子的身份来定世界的罪。那么第二个也告诉我们，人在这个世界上怎样对待人子耶稣，决定了人以后永恒的归宿。
So that's the first reason that, why that.Is called the Son of Man. Jesus is given the power to execute judgment. And the second is also a reason because in this world, how people's attitude towards the Son of Man determines what's the consequence in the second judgment, in the final judgment.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，很多人对耶稣说：“你从十字架上下来呀，我们就信你啊！你彰显你上神那样的作为啊！你显个神迹给我们看，我们信你啊！”
And when Jesus is on the cross, there's a lot of people say to him, you come down from the cross and show a sign to us, then we can believe in you.
但耶稣不这样做。
And Jesus didn't do that.
耶稣就是以一个软弱的人、卑微的人的形象来到这些人的眼前。
And Jesus didn't do that. Jesus, in a humble, meek way, to come to the presence of those people.
然后这个软弱的人，这个卑微的人，这个被人家虐待苦待的人说他就是神。
And then this humble and this meek and this would be mistreated person looks like weak, but he say to them he is the God.
你信不信？
Do you believe?
你说我信。
If you say I believe.
就像那个强盗，耶稣右边的那个强盗，他看见耶稣钉在十字架上。他信耶稣是神的儿子。
Just like the thief on the right side of Jesus Christ, and he saw Jesus nailed on a cross, he came to believe.
他就因为耶稣说的话，他没有看见耶稣行任何的神迹，也就是说他没有看见一个上帝的儿子。
So he just because what Jesus said, he he didn't see any miracle Jesus performed. Or, in other words, he didn't see a son of God.
他看见一个人。
He saw a man.
他看见一个很卑微、很软弱的人。
He saw a very humble and a very weak man.
他仅仅因为这个软弱的人、这个卑微的人说的话，他就信。
And just because this humble and seems very weak man, his word, and he believed.
被他得救。
And he said.
所以如果我们行，我们啊，耶稣，我，你让我们看见你神性的那一面，哇，你的大作为，你神性的那一面，我们就信了。那耶稣不这样。
So the people, come to Jesus when they come say, Jesus, just show your deity and show you the power of God's side, then we come to believe. Jesus didn't do that.
耶稣他来到世上，他总共强调他是人子，当然他也强调他是神子，但是耶稣希望人因为他的话信他。
And so Jesus come to this world, he called himself the Son of Man. Of course, sometimes he called Son of God,Jesus wanted people to believe in him because of his word.
就是我们在这个世界上，你怎样对待一个人子耶稣？换句话说，你怎样对待一个在人看来软弱、卑微，甚至无能的耶稣？你怎样对待这样的耶稣
？So on this earth, and how do you treat this Jesus like the Son of Man? It's kind of looks weak and powerless and humble. How do you treat this Jesus?
你说我仅仅因为他说的话我就信他。
If you just say because of what he said, I believe in him.
得救。
And you're saved.
这就是耶稣以人子的地位来审判。
And that's why Jesus is in the Son of Man, he come to judge.
今天因为时间的关系啊，其实二十九节就很多很多的争议了，但是我们还是要一定要说明一下。
And because of time, and of course, there's a lot of controversy about the verse 29, but we just briefly mention.
那么这里说行善复活得生，作恶复活得救，不是靠人的行为，上帝来审判。
Okay, so here the point is who have done good to the resurrection of life, as they have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Here, what it says is not the judgment is by our action.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们是靠信心得称义，我们不是靠自己的行为。
Because the Bible teaches us we are saved by faith, not by our deeds.
为什么不靠我们的行为呢？因为所有人的行为，无论什么行为，在上帝眼中看都是不够纯洁的，都是污秽的。
Because it's not why it's not because of deeds, because all deeds we have in the sight of God is not good enough, not perfect enough.
圣经说都是污秽的衣裳。
And the Bible said it's like a filthy rock.
这个污秽的衣裳能不能遮蔽我们的羞耻呢？
The filthy rag, can they cover the shame of our body?
可以。
Yes.
但他污秽了
but they are filthy.
这就是我们所谓的好行为。
This is our good deeds. That's what we call.
然后圣经反复告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信，不是出于我们自己。
And the Bible repeatedly tells us by the grace have been saved through the faith, not ourselves.
也不是出于行为。
And not of works.
不是出于我们。
It's not out of our deeds.
那么，提摩太后书一章九节再次说
，And the book of Timothy chapter two, Bible said again,
神救我们不是按我们的行
，And God saved us, called us not according to our works.
那为什么约翰福音说上帝再来审判的时候靠人的行为，行善的得救，作恶的灭亡呢
？But why verse 29 says doing good were unto the resurrection of life, and doing evil unto the resurrection of death?
因为什么样的人是行善的人
？So here the point is doing good means
连与基督的人
，and those who connect with Jesus Christ.
只有连与基督的人。才有真正行善的可能性。
You have a fellowship with Jesus Christ, then make your doing good become a possibility.
我们说的这种善， 是真正被上帝所纪念的，在上帝也能看见的上。
The good we're talking about is the good that truly in the God's sight it's good, and truly that God will remember.
所以什么样的时候我们真正能够行出上帝所看为善，或者结出真正上帝所看的好果子呢？只有一个条件，一定要连于基督。
So when we can really do the things that in God's sight is good, or we say bear the fruit that it's good in God's sight, it's only one thing, is we have to fellowship with Jesus Christ.
所以行善的人必须要是一个连于基督的人。
So a person doing good, it has to be a person who always have a fellowship with Jesus.
所以耶稣说好树结好果子。
So Jesus said, the good tree will bear good fruit.
他说这个坏树是没有办法结好果子。
And he talked about the bad tree cannot bear a good fruit.
那我们怎么样可以变成一个好树呢？
So how can become a good tree?
就像这个葡萄枝子，我们连于这个葡萄枝上，我们就是好树了。
And just like a branch, and we have to connect with the vine, so I'm become a good tree.
所以我们就结出好果子。
So we can bear good fruit.
行善的人是连于基督的。
And here, doing good is a person who have a fellowship with Christ or connect with Jesus.
最后呢，我们也特别要注意，耶稣讲这灵性死亡的人要复活，不仅仅是对那些没有信神的人说的。
And finally, we want to point out when Jesus said, "Who those die in soul is not only speak of those who are not believing Christ."
或者说不信上帝的人，那些人，其实你像当时的那些犹太人，他们都认为自己是信上帝的人。
Or in other words, that only to those who do not believe in God, because at that time the Jew they all claimed they believe in God.
但是耶稣说你们还是死人，你们还是要赶紧复活。
And but Jesus said you're dead, you need to be made alive.
在圣经的最后一卷书启示录特别告诫那些教会。
In the last book of Bible, Revelation, the special warning to the church.
就是告诉那些基督的教会说。你们有可能按名你们是活的，其实是死的。
And especially talk about to a church of Christ, and they said you likely you have a name that you are alive but you are dead.
啊，所以我们今天看到耶稣说，现在就是这个时刻了，听耶稣的话就可以从死里复活。我们不要觉得啊，这跟我没有关系啊，我已经信耶稣了。
So today when we hear Jesus say, "Now is the time." And hear the word of God, you were made alive, you think has nothing to do with me.
不，跟我们这些认为自己已经信耶稣的人仍然有关系，非常重大的关系。
No, it's not. It actually have a serious concern about us, for those of us who call ourselves already trust in God.
因为我们是不是从名字上看，我们好像是活的，我们是基督徒啊，我们是神的儿女啊，但事实上神看，我们可能是死。
God is again, we actually by name, we are alive because we call our children of God, we call us a Christian, but in God's sight, we're actually dead.
我们对神有没有知觉？
Do we have a feeling of God?
你对永恒一生是不是感兴趣？
Do you have an interest in eternity?
或者你是真的惧怕第二次的死？
Do I really fear the second death?
或者还是你就只是关心这地上的事，继续活在这世界的风俗自己的私欲当中。
Oh, I just only concern the earthly thing and do the according to the course of the world.
愿神的话光照我们，让我们能够真正的成为一个在上帝眼中的活人。
May word of God lead us and teach us so we become a true living person inside of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you, you give us your.
感谢主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We、thank Jesus, word become flesh, come to this world.
感谢主耶稣在十字架上。
Thank Jesus.
在十字架流出他的血，洗净我们这一切信靠耶稣的人的罪。
On the cross, he shed his blood and cleansing all of us to trust him.
让我们 靠着神所给我们的信心，我们就不再是死人。
By the faith that God gave to us, that we no longer be a dead person.
我们就在神的眼中，我们就是新造的人。
In God's sight, we become a new creation.
我们用神的话语光照我们，我们更是用神的话语时时刻刻来警戒我们。
May the word of God enlighten us. May the word of God warn us.
让我们不要做那些只是在名称上、名义上是活的，但是实际生命上却是死的那样的假冒的基督徒。
Let us become a fake Christian that by name we are alive, but in reality we are dead.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.